We were learning yesterday the sugya of drinking after the avakeshes. So we saw in Tesis there was a beitiv toiv elem who said that also to drink after avakeshes. That's what he held. Also to drink after avakeshes. Tesis didn't like it. Tesis said make a taste. So the only reason why he mustn't drink is he shouldn't get drunk, and that's only an issue between the third and fourth coast. Then afterwards, after that, there's no issue of getting drunk. So why did you get drunk? Big deal. So we saw the Rosh, and so we started on to another Gimel. The Rosh also brought this Yusuf to Elam and said that the Rashbam changed the Yusuf because the Chaya is only from after the fourth cup, until the fourth cup, not after the fourth cup. And he asked the same question on Tesis on the Yusuf to Elam, that what should be the problem to drink after the fourth cup? What should be the problem? So that's where we got Ominik Poshetu in the middle of Simen Lamed Gimel. Ominik Poshetu, it's a widespread custom, Shaloilish Tisiyayin, not to drink wine, which is similar to our registered enemy. Registered enemy even said it regarding water. But the Ominik Poshetu is Shaloilish Tisiyayin, not to drink wine. So what could be possibly the reason for it? Papirish Ram Tam the Minik. The Ram brought a reason for this Minik. The fee or in Simon Abed Gimel, where we were yesterday?
In the middle.
Papirish Haram. The only one who started the fee. On the right, there's Abed Gimel. About 10 lines down in that Lamed Gimel. Pirish Haram.
Haram.
Haram. Could be a mayor and a rotten, could be a whole bunch of people. Well, Pirish Haram, Tam Leminig, Nishachayv Odom Lasoik, Kol Alayla Birchus Pesach. A person's obligated to learn the whole night, to be involved the whole night in Hilchus Pesach. People think once you finish the Seder, there's bedtime. Get your chatzos, you get your matzah, your afikoman, your halal, you be a real prum, you do a halal and it's about chatzos, and then you go to bed. Nonsense. You're meant to be up the whole night. Chayv al demasik, kol alayl v'chus Pesach. Rabbi Tzis Mitzrayim. A person's obligated to be up the whole night, Hilchus Pesach, Tzis Mitzrayim, Nestaper, Benissim, and Nefloish, Sha'ofa, Lono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'alavishinu. To retell the Nisim and the Floyd wonders Hashem did for us and for our forefathers, Ad Shetichtafeno Sheino, until sleep overcomes us. See, people think, Shvuz, that's the night you have to stay up. Shvuz, Abba, if you're really good. That's, it's all menagim there. You have Chiyuv. A Chiyuv after stay the night to stay up until your eyes close. So it could be your eyes closed already. Chewing it, I'm saying that, Yachaliyat. But there's no such thing as putting myself to sleep on Seder night. So the Mela says, oh, she can't drink, because if you drink, you'll be drunk. If you'll be drunk, you won't be able to be discussed. And this and this flows from you, so you're stuck here. So that's why, that's Pshat in the Minig of the Olam, not to drink wine after avakeshes. So here we have it. We have the new reason now. Remember the place that we had the reason, so we have to collect all the reasons. There must be Moedic and Afkaminis between them. Each day Valen said you can't drink wine and you can't drink water basically either. Taisa said the only reason why you can't drink wine is that you get drunk. So that's not relevant. And they said also, what about the chair losing the taste? Taisa mentioned perhaps the reason is because you'll lose the taste of the afikoman. So he says, it's not a problem, why? Because it's only with food, not with wine. No, so the Tzitzit says, perhaps it could be the reason because you lose your taste. So the Tzitzit says, it's only by wine and not by water. So there's two reasons now, we have two reasons in the Rishonim why you should not be drinking wine after other cases. And the reason of Tzitzit, the reason is because you might lose your taste. That taste brings down an opinion. It might be the taste of the matzah. And the Rosh says the reason is because you might get drunk. Drunk after avakeshes, what should be the problem? Yeah, the problem is because you won't be discussing the sifra you choose in Mitzrayim.
Where did you get that question?
What?
I mean, Sefer Pesach, I understand from the story that he says the Hilchos Pesach.
He's saying it, he told them, Af Alpha Oimer Loim Aftunis Acha Pesach Apikemon. The Chacham asks you, what's the halachas? And you tell him, Af Alpha Oimer Loim Aftunis Acha Pesach Apikemon. That's halachas. Part of the mitzvah of Sefer Pesach is to say it with halachas. So we see in our garden. Right, Ma'abay Dezay Sachem. We tell him all the halachas to do this. Okay, so that's Achi Aminam B'Tishtef. So that's what it says in Tishtef. The Chayv Adam last week B'Hilchus Pesach B'Tishtef Mitzrayim Kol HaLayla. The person's obligated in Hilchus Pesach B'Tishtef Mitzrayim all night. The Desh Hashaninu. And that's what we say at the beginning of Seder night. Ma'aseh B'Ebenezer B'Yeshua. The story of the B'Ebenezer B'Yeshua Shemisub in B'nei Brak B'Mitzapim B'Tishtef Mitzrayim Kol HaLayla. They were discussing Tishtef Mitzrayim the whole night until there was a knock at the door. And he said, I'll be saying, oh, again, as man, Christmas is Sachis. So the idea is, Sachis, why are they still talking about it? They finished with the mitzvah of month. So they have to have this. And he says, because there's a chiv, to keep going. Keep going until the morning.
Of Krishna in the morning, then it's already after the time of Christmas, because it is, and he's also alive, and after the next day. And
yeah, that's what they meant to say. It's time to start getting ready to say Gishman, Tabnets. That's what they meant to say. So, time's up.
Sun was out.
No, some of them are. No, Gizman, Gishman, Sachis means early. It's early in the morning.
In the Haggadah, it doesn't say the sun was out?
No.
They didn't realize the sun was out?
No, that might be a picture that you.
Max,
or they're in. In the cellars, they didn't see that it was already morning. Other yah, other name. All right, fine. Let's keep going. Avol, the case of you. Here's the question which we asked yesterday. If the thing is, you shouldn't be drinking wine, either because you lose the taste or because of getting drunk, so why have the avakesh? We have two cups after Birchas HaMazon. Avakesh of it, two loy, she says, smach on apostle, shenema, keneged, rakachti eschem. Chazal said that we should drink four cups because we've got apostle about it. Rakach eschem. So mela, we can drink that cup. But we carry on, we have to be careful not to get drunk after that. God, because we've still got mitzvah, to be seized
with time. What about that?
The basis is when we're going to come into it yourself. There's fifth cup. He's talking about fourth cup.
Yeah. How do we know that you're allowed to drink the fourth cup? You're going to be drunk when you're supposed to be learning.
Right.
The same thing by the fifth cup. Even though you're supposed to be learning and you shouldn't be drunk, but there's a lesson of the basis, fifth cup.
Yeah, but all the cups that we have is about the going out in Mitzrayim, not the going into it yourself. We're not celebrating coming into Eretz Yisrael. We celebrate. Tonight is the celebration of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And the four sayings of Geula are all Geula. Basically, it's already lesson of coming into Eretz Yisrael. That's a different celebration.
Right. So when we will, don't we have to worry about that?
Again, tonight is the celebration of Yetziat Mitzrayim, not the celebration of going into Eretz Yisrael. That's not the celebration tonight. So Mela, so it comes out from the Rosh, how many cups you're meant to have. The Rosh himself seems to say you're meant to have four cups. There was a gift, and he seems to hold there is such a gift of five cups. But he says, according to that gift, it's only your chiv to have five cups, and the Rishonim say not like that. The Rishonim say that there's only four cups. Indeed, if you go to Rav here, to say there's five cups, it's very, very, very troublesome. Very troublesome. Because right from the beginning of the parak, like we started already, mentioned yesterday, right, the first mission of Raif Kusulim al-Abakris. Right, when you say five cups, it says four cups. Let's have a look at the Rif how he brings down this halacha about four cups or five cups. Let's see how you write it.
Five cups, essentially
halacha,
or
other
six cups.
Right. What do you do with four cups? It's halacha. It's halacha and it's halacha. Yeah. Yeah. Let's have a look at the Chav Zayin, Amad Aleph.
In the
but you know what? Chavom and Medes.
In the
rich pages. Chavom and Medes. This is Chavom and Medes. Chavom and Medes. This look, you know, this noise which we're discussing now about how many cups you meant to have is spread over two different sugyas. Because there's one sugya how many cups to have, and another sugya whether you're allowed to drink afterwards. And it's spread over a few pages. Chav, you are Chav Aleph and Medes. You get to Chavom and Medes. Chavom. Excellent. Yeah, this is big writing. It'd be interesting to follow this one. The word of the line before the words before Tonarabonon on the previous page, Tonarabonon. Chamishi Tonarabonze. Chamishi Oyme Olov Halel Hagodi. And the fifth cup you say Halel Hagodi, Divir of Talfin. Some people say Hashem Reyes. So Hazarif learn. How many cups do you have? Five cups. You have five cups. We have five cups. So says the run here. The run's at the bottom of the pit. Not the bottom, but in the Chamisha Emel of Halal Agoda. So Ran says, he brings down a machlikas between the Raz Halevi, which is the Bal Hamoy, Zerachi Halevi, the Bal Hamoy, and the Machamis. And the Rambam. So bring down, says the, I'll just say it out to you if it's all pen, you can see inside as well. Says, Kosev Haraz Alevi, the Balamoy says, Tib Taufen, I must eat the Bali. Tib Taufen's Chodok on the Mishnah. Tib Taufen that says that you have five cups, it's Chodok on our Mishnah. It's now on in the Mishnah, it said, Vala Yifchus Soloimi Dalet Koiso, Shilyayin. You mustn't have less than four cups of wine. So why don't you say you mustn't have less than three, but maybe you need four?
No, because maybe four is the minimum, and maybe five is a good thing to do. If you can manage, then you can divide the thing, but it's not like a
mama shakir. Okay, very good, very good. It's not the Balamoy, I must see the Ramadan similar to what you're saying, but says the Balamoy, if in the Brisa it says that the fifth cup you do this, it must mean that the Mishnah is chodik on the Mishnah. No, the Talpin is chodik on the Mishnah. Right. Talpin is the price. The price is chodik on the Mishnah. The Talpin is really the Chamishan inu. The Chamishan inu halal agodi. Or the Fizeh says the Ran, the Fizeh says, Loi kaimen on kub Talpin. We don't pass on Talpin. If you have a Mishnah against the Talpin, so we don't pass an Arab tavern. Do you see where they are?
No.
Oh, sorry. This is around ICU. Chamishi Omer Lav. Here we go. Kosovo Arab. Let's start again because some didn't have it. You got it? Everyone got it?
Yes.
Kosovo Arab Zalivi. So if tavern amas nisten tali. Tavern's chodik on the Mishnah. This none in the Mishnah says, Vlo yifchus lo lo imar. Because it mustn't be, have less than four cups of wine. If tavern tzvile, to chamishi nino. You have five. On the fifth one you say halal agode. But if he's there, according to this, the time along Kib Taufen. We don't pass an Ayib Taufen. Says the Palamoy, quoted by the Ran, we don't pass an Ayib Taufen, because the Mishnah says, clearly not like him. So the Ran. So now the Ran come to argue on the Balamoy, and in fact the Ramban says the same. The Ran and the Balamoy, the Ran and the Ramban are similar. It's just easier to read in the Ran. But look in here, it doesn't seem correct. The e-brice of Peligamasisen, if the brice is choluk on the Mishnah, Havale le Mishni begemara, the Gemara should have learnt Mani Masnisin. The Gemara should have stated, who is this Mishnah? Lo Yotav from Lo Yishayimim. Our Mishnah on the Tzaditeh, Bishlich Shulim Avakaytesh, the Gemara should already ask right then, who's the Mishnah? Not going to have Tav, not going to have Yeshemim. In our Braisa we see, the Tav says he needs five cups, and the Yeshemim says he needs five cups. So the Mishnah says four cups, not going to have either of them. So why didn't the Gemara say, money must need sin? The Hochi Ucha, the Talmudah, that's the way the Gemara works. Furthermore, if it is true that the Braisa is chilik on the Mishnah, Hechi Esha, has it possible that they don't find one Tana Lemishni that would say that's Tanakama will say you shouldn't have less than four cups. There should be one Tana somewhere in Shas that says that on this idea how many cups to give to a poor guy, to a poor person, there should be somewhere in Shas that says the opinion of the Tanakama and then the opinion of the Tavan. The Tavan should say you should have to give to a poor person five cups of wine. If the Balamo is right, that there's a machlokes between the Mishnah and Rav Taufan, then somewhere it should be put together Rav Taufan's opinion regarding giving cups of wine to four people. And nowhere. You can look in Babli, Shalom, East, Philosophy, Zoya, wherever you want, you won't find just Rav Taufan saying that four person gets five cups of wine. So what does that tell me? If you can't find anywhere, not any library, you won't find the opinion of Tavin saying a poor guy gets five cups. But Tavin said he's five. No, I'm asking how can it be that Tavin himself doesn't say anywhere that you have to give a poor guy five cups? Can't say Tavin doesn't hold them himself.
The bare minimum that you need to give.
Right. Says Iran. One more proof that it can't be that Tav is not halacha. Since there's a discussion in our Gemara in according to Tav, Alma Helchus the Kavosi. So you see the halacha is like Tav. The sugya. This is a nice expression. Sugyan dekula pilke riyato means that the flow of the whole sugya, of the whole peir. Riyato means the flow. Sugya is the limud, dekula pilke of our peir. The flow of the whole peir is the dalet kreis nin of loichamishi. There's only four cups, not five cups. Loichamishi. Ela Badai Kediva Goinim Inkir, the Dalid Kris is Chayva, there's only five cups is Achir, four cups is Achir, the Chamishi Rishus. And the fifth one, Rav Taufan meant to say, is a Rishus. If you want to have a fifth cup, you can make it over Halal HaGadol. If you don't have to, if you want to, you can. If you want to drink another cup of wine, this is like Rishus Elam told us that the fifth cup, if you want to drink, you should make a fifth cup over Halal HaGadol.
Otherwise, if you know you're only going to have four, then you can say
Halal HaGadol on the end. Right. Say Halal HaGadol on the end. If you want to have a fifth cup, if you Magia Lachatzah wants to drink another cup, then you should split up Halal HaGadol.
Would you say a proper?
Would you make Bepe Goffin? So Bepe Goffin, same as Machlik, is we make Bepe Goffin for every cup. But you're staying here, maybe you wouldn't
be good. We do with the other.
Very good. So that's going to be an interesting discussion. Says Rav Moshe Peretz, we make a bracha on every cup. Ask Ashkenazi. Shaila is why?
Each one for this.
So if you say because each one is a mitzvah, so now it's a big shaila. Would you make a bracha gofen on this fifth cup? Because on mitzvah, on the fifth cup, it's rishus. Not mitzvah. If you do it, maybe it's a nice thing. It's not mitzvah. But there's another reason why you make a bracha gofen every cup, and that is.
No.
On Seder nights, normally when you drink lots of cups of wine, you don't make a new Bepe Goffin. If you had one, another reason is,
That's a
So now I'm going to have more.
Right, just in front of you when you know, but unless you had a negative come out of the jar.
Yeah, but here we know we're going to have four cups. So why do we make new brothel for the coffin?
Not every cup.
No, I'm talking about why for the four cups do we have for every coffin? So one shot is because each one's a separate mitzvah, maybe that wouldn't be negay. Another reason why we make a new brothel coffin is because we hold since there's a chiyuv to say Haggadah in the middle. And during while you're saying Haggadah, you can't drink. So you have a situation when it's impossible to drink. I've got a chiyuv to say Haggadah. So maybe that's called a hesped. And maybe you need a new brothel coffin. So according to that, here you would need to make a new brothel coffin. Because since it was a chiyuv to say Hallel Haggadah, and while saying Hallel Haggadah it's not possible to drink, so it's a hesped. So you have to make a new brothel coffin. There'll be enough kamina between the two reasons. Very good, my spirit. You give a chabur on Seder night. There you are. My spirit's not going to sleep Seder night. He's got something else to talk about. Very good. No, Ben, man, give out
there. Sleep today.
Always wondered what the enough kamina between the two and a half. Good enough kamina. Would you make a new baby coffin between the fourth and the fifth cup? If you say the reason is that you have a chiv, each cup's a new mitzvah. Not so clear. Would you call the fifth cup a new mitzvah? Okay, if there is such, if the reason is because while you had a chiv to say something, it was impossible to drink. Therefore it's a hefsek, and therefore you need to make a new bracha. So made it here, what you have to make a new baby coffin.
How is that a little nasty? Because you need to hell out of the proper resistance and miss the minimum part.
How did I go to a chiv?
No, if you want to have a
cup. No. If you want a fifth cup, then you split up the halal and you do halal. First one halal gold and the second one. And the fifth one. But there's a chiyuv to say halal gold.
Right, since you could have said it before.
Couldn't have, but you didn't. So now, when you are now want to drink your fifth cup, in between you said something which you have a chiyuv to say.
But if you're still holding it, well, you can't change, you can't hold it. You know, I think I'm going to have that fifth cup today.
Then you missed the verse. Then you missed the verse.
You only have to do that today, the final broke up right now, to offer the cup.
That's right. So,
So part of the old goal, did anybody hold it dead, Rabbi Kaufman, of the arguing on our mission?
Yes, the Balamai.
No, when I say our mission, I don't mean back there on Little Yisus. I mean our mission
here. Yeah, the Balamai. The Balamai learns that Reb Tavin Chelik on all the Mishnahs that mention four cups. The first Mishnah on the Perek, our Mishnah, which says that on the fourth cup you say Halal and Halal HaGovim, Reb Tavin Chelik. Our Mishnah says on the fourth cup you say Halal and Halal HaGovim. Reb Tavin says the fifth cup you say Halal HaGovim. Says the Balamai.
Our Mishnah doesn't say Halal
though.
I think it does. It says, no. Halal, the Omer Alam Birkas Hashir.
Right, what's Birkas Hashir?
Birkas Hashir is Nishmat or Yahaluk or both.
Let's check again. Ah, sorry, guys. That's why I don't think it says Halal Golden. I'll tell you, yeah, I was in the Rashbam Lent Chinese grace. If you have an Augusta, V, given of a Sarah, you're like, oh, you're right. Yeah, so what are you saying? So please.
So, brother, question one,
G. Ah, it's Chedek on the first mission.
Yeah, I would say, why would I question the mission back there? I didn't question the mission back here. We're talking about arguing on our mission.
And am I saying he's not arguing on our mission? Our mission doesn't talk about this. That's what you're saying. Saying good. He's saying that the Balamai had the Ram, the Balamai had to say he's arguing with the first Mishnah on the Perek, because our Mishnah actually doesn't say anything about Halal HaGadol. So it could very well be the fourth cup he had Halal. And there's then fifth one which isn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, very good.
I was very confused before because even though according to Tosos and according to the Rif and pretty much everyone except for Kostos, the Kostos Revi was going on Rabbi Tarfon. Han Rabbanan Revi Gomer Lov Revi Rabbi Tarfon. Everyone's saying that the Revi is going on Rabbi Tarfon.
That's because you had the Gears Revi.
Right, but
it was the Gears of Hamishi.
Yeah, but I'm saying that whole focus of whether it's Revi or Hamishi is going on Han Rabbanan from Rabbi Tarfon. But Tosfos doesn't seem like it's going on a Rabbi Tarfon. It seems like it's going on the Mishnah. That the question of how to read the Gifts or Revi or Chamishi, according to the Shulchan Aruch, seems like saying that's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah might even say Chamishi. Because if you just look at the chronology of the Tosfos, that Tosfos goes...
Because it's on the wrong page?
It chronologically, there's several Tosfos after the Mishnah that come after it.
Oh, wow. Also, look at the taste of Zivim Aso. V'ya ima lov halal agoda. That we don't have in our Mishnah.
That you don't have in our Mishnah? Oh, yeah.
But no, I was not aiming that, yeah. Wrong, well done. I wasn't aiming this point. V'ya ima lov halal agoda. That's why I thought our Mishnah has said halal agoda. It doesn't actually. And there is no such words in the whole Gemara that says V'ya ima lov halal agoda. We have the Brisa that says Revi Gimel of Hala Vaimah Hala Agolim, and we have the Mishnah that says Revi Gimel of Hala. Amen.
Is he learning like Rashbam?
He's definitely learning like Rashbam. The side is that Rebbe Rom is finding out he's right. That Rashbam was referring to the Brisa, and Tosfos we don't know where he's referring to. If he's referring to the Mishnah or the Brisa, because he's got a funny Gusa that he's not in the Mishnah, not in the Brisa. Oh wow. Let's just get back to our Ram. So the Ram said that the Allah is not mistabit to Sechal to say that Tavim Scholik on the Mishnah, and therefore the Eke is that Tavim not Chalik. There's four cups of your Chiv to do, and if you want to do a fifth one, you can do a fifth one. And then he says another line. Do you know him? This is what Bernard was saying us all the time. That's what it means. We say Omer of Halal Agodim. That means we say the Mitzvah Mena Mukha of Halal Agodim. The Kach Motzim Give a Rambam. Take Achan Echos Chometz Matzah. See what he says there. Seems to be that the Rambam holds that there's a Mitzvah Mena Mukha of having a fifth cup. So Mela comes out from Iran so far that the Rif is Alocha. The Rif, they're right from the fifth cup you have. We say Halal Agodim is Alocha. Is the halacha that it's either a reshus or it's mitzvah and a mukha to have a fifth cup. Right? So Mela, that's the first stage. The first stage, if we learn like this, if Tavin is the halacha. Tavin is the halacha that is an idea of having a fifth cup.
What does it mean, because there's a shakla in the karya that the halacha must go like?
Yeah, if you ever have a tana and then the amayon discussing, that's the biggest raya that the halacha is like him. Because otherwise Amaron wouldn't waste their time on it. If they discuss his opinion, then it must be true. So Reb Tarfon was the one who says, Goyma all of us are halal. Oyma halal agodah. So Oyma halal agodah. And then there's all Amaron, what exactly is halal agodah? They're all discussing him. So it must be that Allah is true. That's what the Ram says. So it came out, where are we holding that? We just put this all in the picture. We've had now machlekes, whether we meant to say fifth cup or two, or machlau, Rashbam, Tosfos says there's no such thing as a fifth cup, and the Rif holds clearly there is, and the Ran explains that the reason why there is because either mitzvah and mukha or it's rishus. Regarding the whether you're allowed to drink after the avocations. So the Rif, a bit further on the page, says, you have underlined, Oman de Tzochi. It's, where would it be in yours? The Rif.
After the Mishnah.
It's in the middle of the page in the old print.
The first word
on the line. I have to find it again. The first word on the line is Bosalachim. It's the fourth wide line in our print. Yeah. And keep going. Mandatsochi.
Levatala.
Thank you. Somebody who is thirsty, less layer shusol mishti elamaya, can only drink water. Aval chamra loy. You cannot drink wine. So here the Rif holds, like we saw the minig, where he says the halach lamaisi, you're not allowed to drink wine. You're not allowed to drink wine after arbakrisis.
Obviously, yes, right. So, you can have is water.
So you don't know the taste, you don't know the Rashbam, because according to Rashbam and taste, you're allowed to have wine. You don't know the first test of taste. According to Rashbam, you're allowed to have wine. Rashbam said that wine is no problem whatsoever. Taste the boy yesterday, the animal said that even water you can't have, and taste said, wine, I hold beaker on, you can, but maybe according to the reason that it's going to lose the taste of the matzah, so maybe you can't have wine, but water you can definitely have. Right? So Thesis had a tzad that that wine is awesome. Water you can definitely have. We saw the Ross said that wine, the reason why you shouldn't have wine is because you might forget about learning thing. And the Rif also paskins here that you can't have wine, you can't have water. So we've seen quite a nice regime now already about not having wine. But why can't you have wine? So we saw one reason why you can't have wine is because you'll forget to learn. You won't care of learning. The other reason is because of Tama Masa. Now the third reason why you can't have wine is in the Melchamis. This is the Ramban. The Ramban, sorry about making you on a run and dance here, but the Melchamis is good to know how to use this thing. Melchamis is the Ramban, Melchamis Hashem. Why do you say it's called Melchamis? Why is it called Melchamis? Because he fought with the Balamoy. The Balamoy is the opinion next to him. And he had Melchamis Hashem. Everything the Balamoy says, he took to task. Because the Balamoy liked to argue on the Rif. Very often argue with the Rif, and the Ramban stuck up for the Rif. That was his avodah. So he's called Melchamis Hashem. So now the problem is how to find him. So now, on the old fashioned Gemaras, it's on the previous page. That means in the Chavov on the Melchamis Hashem, you see over there. In the new modern fangled Gemaras, here's the Melchamis. He's arguing on the bottom of that. What we need in the Melchamis is one liner. So I'm going to read it out to you. I'll tell you where he is afterwards. It's in the Jacobson edition, it's even underlined in blue. And in the Mishnah, both are case of these, and I have to try and find it for you. Here we are, very good, excellent. The first word on the line is the Mikdosh. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, Le Mikdosh with the Lamas. The next word after that is Ule Inyan. You've got two columns, very good. So it's in two columns. You've probably got the same Gemara that Modern Saxon has.
See, the last tranche in the second column.
It'll be in the second column. No, it's probably not the first word of the line, let me guess in yours.
Yeah, no.
You see that first line? First word?
You see it?
Everyone got it?
Not yet. No, second column.
Second column, second line in yours. The Indian Mishnah, Bosla Kesuvi, regarding drinking after the fourth cup, Vadai Osa, is forbidden. Leimim ni matzo, not because of the matzo, Shekvashosa Achirash Tekesis. You've already drank two cups. So if you're worried about the taste going away, it's too late. You've already had two cups. V'oid omru, and also in the Gemara, the reason why he said you can't eat after after Kaimon.
Oh, the balance.
It's on this, where is the Migdos? Could be because of the taste of the wine, because of the matzah, because you've finished with that already. When the Gemara gives examples of things you can't eat after the matzah, it says food. It doesn't say you can't have wine. So why should you not be able to drink wine? Says the Ramban, a new reason. So it shouldn't look as if I'm adding to the other cases.
We're not doing the meal,
right? So in the meal it's just normal to drink, so it's not near Gabakus. It's not, since it's normal to have a meal, you're having a meal. In a meal it's normal to have, to eat and drink, so therefore it doesn't look like you're adding to the Abacus. I'm not doing something religious now. I'm having my wine. You're not asking. Oh, no, so the reason why you're allowed to is because it's, you're having it in order to have more of an appetite, the Gemara says. In order to create the appetite for matzah. So it doesn't look like it, the Gemara says earlier on. So Meira, and Atama Dova says the Ramban. The reason why you can't do it is basically in most of the other cases. V'nira kemoi shehischi maschil besid acher. It looks as if you're starting again Seder night. V'roitzen echol pesach matzah moi. And it looks as if you're going to start again your Seder night and eat again Pesach Matzah Mori.
So
in Nimnin Ashni Pesachim Ke'echad, it's also to be, take part of two Korban Pesachs. So if I start the Seder again, it's as if I had the Korban Pesach then, and now starting again the Korban Pesach, and that you're not allowed. So Oid, another reason, Shem Kain, Lo Yeh Pesach Rish Nechel Al HaSeivah. The din is you have to eat the Korban Pesach ala Seva. That's why it's also to eat anything after the Afikoman, after Pesach. To make sure that you've eaten everything beforehand and the Korban Pesach will be ala Seva. So if we now allow you to drink wine and start your Seva night again, it looks like you're starting Seva night again, and therefore it looks as if that I didn't eat the Korban Pesach ala Seva, I still want to eat a whole big meal again. And therefore Chazal forbade us to drink wine after the
Avakut. And only one, and not any other drink, for the Pesach.
The Bernard's got a knack of saying the point that needs to be said, but not thought through until the end. You're right in what you're saying, but you're wrong, totally wrong. Think it through. You're thinking yourself, you say that the other way around.
The second one will be also.
So again, once again. So says the, let's say the Ramban. Think what you think. Says the Ramban, the reason why you're not allowed to drink after avocados is because it looks as if you're starting avocados again. It looks as if you're starting avocados again, and that you're not allowed to do. It looks as if you're being massive avocados, and then you're not allowed to do. So it has three different reasons why you're not allowed to have drinking wine after other cases. Three different reasons. Number one is because you might get drunk. Number two is it takes away the taste. And number three is because it looks like you're being laced by other cases. And there's lots of Nafka minutes between them. Maybe they can ask a minute. Can you have orange juice? Freshly squeezed orange juice. After avocados
doesn't get you drunk.
So a freshly squeezed orange juice does not get you drunk. So according to the Rosh, even though the Rosh brought down this minute about not drinking after avocados, it allows you to have freshly squeezed orange juice. Why? Because the only reason why you can't have your orange juice is because your wine is because you get drunk. You won't get drunk. But if you're having the reason is because of the taste going away, or even the reason, okay, one thing, because the taste going away, no, because the taste going away, so you can't have orange juice. Because orange juice makes the taste goes away. What about having something that is Chamar Medina? Let's say freshly squeezed oranges is Chamar Medina. Now, avocados you could have using Chamar Medina. You can have avocados with Chamar Medina. So, Bernard, according to the reason of the Ramban, could you have freshly squeezed oranges? No, why? Because anything which is Gamal Medina could be Abakaisi. So maybe you can't freshly squeeze oranges. What about, and here we just said, not coming, what about you'd have to have petel? Petel is Israeli colored or coat on Sprite. You'd have to have Sprite. Let's talk about Sprite. Sprite is not Gamal Medina. So you'd have to have Sprite. So work it out.
Yes, no, yes.
Right, so not all mashkin. As I said, not other things, right? I said you were right, they're not sub things, right? So Mela, oh, you have to have Sprite. Should be enough community in the house. You have to have Sprite?
Yes, no, yes.
Yes, according to Ross, yes. According to the Tam, Tosfos, no. And according to Ramban, yes.
Yeah.
Why? Because Sprite is not Gamal Medina. Right? So Mela we have all different nachkuminas. We have according to the, if the vat is because of getting drunk, only wine. If the vat is because of tasting, we taste even Sprite. And if the vat is because of being made by cases, then even Gamal Medina, so Mela even oranges would be forbidden. Those are the three different reasons. It's all brought down in Halacha. Tov Pei Aleph. Tov Pei Aleph. So the Gemara says like this. Ach, aber kishes ene sho elish tis yayin. You're not allowed to drink wine, you're only allowed to have water. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ene sho. How about time in yesh tis ene? There's lots of reasons for this in the place here. Some say, because the mitzvah is sape vichis when tzarem in a place of stoke of the smoke, I feel a kol alaylo. Who said that?
Rosh.
Right. That's the first reason. And according to this reason, only wine. Or other wine that gets you drunk. Intoxicating. I don't know what that would be. Some people say it's because it looks like a motif a la cases. Who said that?
Ramban.
Right. So it looks like it's a starting new meal. Ramban. No. The Khamis is Ramban.
Oh, Ramban. I
say it's
Ramban.
No. It's Rambam or Ramban.
Right, okay, so the
nun,
that's the
nun. Yeah.
Where you put the
smell.
Okay. I thought it was a
mem. No, Ramban. No, Ramban. Okay. The nun. Okay, so maybe that's Ramban. Alufizah says, Mishnah Berurah, Kol Gamal Medina also. Anything which is Gamal Medina is forbidden. I'll say in the Mishnah, even if it doesn't make you drunk. And the third reason is, no, and according to this, any mashke, even if it's not Gamal Medina, even if it doesn't intoxicate you, would be offered to drink.
Except for water.
And then we've done the themas and the chab and the remark from the friend doesn't speak out, mashmashe, tatam, lahachmi, kecholani, tiny, not to drink anything after the avocation. Anything apart from water. And we go back and go to our chayin, I'm just reading out of the end of the halacha here, the ginger bevata, which is ginger water, ginger ale.
Mm.
Right? But then water is exactly, but it's something.
Very good.
And who are in tea? I do know what it is. Or apple trink is
apple drink or what? All the things are mutter or usher.
1 second. So ginger ale. Tea. I don't know, ginger ale, he also is going to send me around for Shabbos, he says. Tea. Apple drink.
Ginger soda, sir.
And some people say also licorice water is permitted because that doesn't take away the taste of the matzah. It's just water. It's just water. Tea is
that would be
water.
Sprite and Coke. That's how we look at Coke.
Why
is
it water?
I don't know what ginger ale is, so I can't help you with that.
Ginger ale is
ginger ale?
Probably fibrin. Ginger ale tomorrow's here.
Ginger ale.
Schweppes, Canada Dry.
Oh, no, but those are not really
special. Ginger ale.
But instead of
bacon ginger.
An apple drink that's made by squeezing the apples out in the apple press, that does have a strong taste and something forbid it. So, Leila, he's brought down. Now, Allah Lamaita is, we hold the Chumrah and everything apart from water, basically. He says, even though lachatchila we should be machmir and everything, the kolmak and matam say gadol, you can hold on the first opinion only for this wine. The problem is the second night, so the second night isn't again for us. Anyway, Baruch Hashem. So the Meira, what came out, Baruch Hashem, Rav Zecha, to learn a sugya, a small little thing mentioned, hidden away, about Rav Yisrael Tzvi Adam, who forbade us to have wine and water, maybe. And we've taken that out, the Rishonim bring a number of different reasons to explain why the Rish says, halach l'maaseh, you can't have wine, or we saw in the Rosh the minig not to have wine, what's the reason for it? Different reasons. Either because you get drunk, why is that a problem? Because of the precipitous Mishayim, or the reason because it takes away the taste of matzah, or a new reason, because it makes it an avocatious of the Ramban. A fifth cup, yeah, because you're having it as part of the stage. To have a fifth cup?
Yes.
No. I still want to stop here. That was not here earlier. There was not something just earlier than that. That was our Okay, so it says there are more. Sorry. Chana maskin dina kiyayin. Homisho istinit. Oitoiv harba lishtoiv. Somebody really desperate to drink. Yocha lishtoiv kish chamishi. Oimalov, yemalov halal godel. You can drink the fifth cup until now. Halal godel. Says the Mishabro. Dafkim leisina daina brocho. Meshot the kish dalis. One second.
Right, so
yeah, you know, once you've already said hello, you can't go back and say hello on a trip's cup. Once you've
which
said
hello, are we talking about?
We oh, say hello, I got it. So, long hope.
Yeah.
So we say it, and then we have the fourth cup. So if you already said the whole hello, I got it, and you have the fourth cup, you can't go back, say hello, I got it again, and have a fifth cup. So only if you stop before you get to hello, I got it, and your fourth cup, then you have the fifth cup.
But we don't have a minhag to do that.
So somebody's got desperate cravings to drink a fifth cup.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if people who have that. If they have that, then in Ramah says you could do that.
Even though you've said
no. As long as you stop before you start, you have your fourth cup, the Elohim
has a little
cup.
Before sign, you would have
Where do we get the men out of it?
So that's how it
goes. And going back to the original question, you drink the fish every day.
We don't hold that we do all the Ritav. So we don't hold that you have to have a fifth cup. You can have a fifth cup.
Okay.
So it's a move for that fifth cup. You don't need to have a fifth cup. But you've still got a point. Rav Tavon was one of the Mechadish about saying Hala Lagodah on a fifth cup. And we say Hala Lagodah on a fourth cup. Right? So where does that come from? The Rashbam, like, changed the good answer.
We just
way
of doing it.
Isn't that the way we have
now? Yeah, we work at move, then move part.
So then how is that not? So the Mishnah says, you say halal and you say
Birkas
Hashir. It's a long road part, but you say halal and you say halal
and
in addition
to Birkas
Hashir.
Right. That's all we know.
Okay, so for the Ramban sheet looking like you're adding to it, what about if it was truly a first cup, you would be making a kiddush on it? Is it just a view?
Yeah.
And that's a
the
year?
Reason why we make kiddush on it is
but if you're not making kiddush on it, you wouldn't think.
The reason why we make kiddush on the first cup is since you're doing a mitzvah of the first kiddush, we'll do a mitzvah of kiddush with it. But because on the two separate things, a mitzvah of four cups and a mitzvah of kiddush.
But on this extra cup, you would not say kiddush.
I already said kiddush, so it's the kiddush.
So you wouldn't say kiddush. Right. But so that wouldn't look like you're starting the Seder.
Why? Because
you start the Seder with kiddush.
That's because you got a mitzvah of kiddush. It's two demons. There's a din of having four cups, and there's a din of having kiddush.
But appearance-wise, which is what the Ramban is.
Yeah. If somebody has four new cups after he's already had his kiddush, so it looks like he's starting his Seder with his four cups. And why is not making kids because we have the extra kids. If he's starting his state again, he's going to be starting.
Oh, okay. Got it.
No, it's fine.
It's because you're planning to come to New York. Okay, where are we holding? The actress was always in front of the slather on to you, but that's the way we have to do it. The actress was always in front of. And then we still got the other sugyot still to learn. Still got the other sugyot to learn, which is Bet Hashem. That was. What is the chiddush of saying Yalucha? I mean, everything in Yalucha. That's what we still have to learn. And I think today's Avodah is going to have to be Chazor, what we learned. And then tomorrow's Avodah is going to be, I'll give you out maybe a sheet of broken down rum. Of preparing for, yeah, preparing for the next figure. But today's Avodah has to be to go over to make clear the three different mahalach and what could be why we don't have wine, or why we don't drink after our vacations. Okay, so you have two tasters. You should start them again. Excuse me, Rashbam, tasters, Rosh, Lamadino, Lamadino, Rif, Ram, Rosh. Okay, got all that. Take care.